Shalom to all. Today's office is Shami Arlo Daf Lamed Dalet, and we're starting about the seventh line with the words of Bavo B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon and the Vilna Tzura Sadaf. It's near the end of Tess Ayin Omid Beis, and today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarah Batzer Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, yesterday we had a clear memo from Rabbi Bavo B'Shem Rabbi Lazar telling us that anytime the pasuk says Lo Soichal Lo Soichlu Lo Yoichlu, not only is the thing Aser Ba'Achila, it's also Aser Ba'Ana. So now we have the exact opposite memo. Rabbi Bavo says B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Ha'isis Blanus Mishar Niskol Mechamitz Ravala Pesach. Somebody who makes a bandage for their wound from a shar. This is a shard that has to be stoned, it has to be killed, or he made a bandage from Chametz Shavuot Pesach. Ain't it like he's not going to get Malkus? She'ein loy sase shalem chover, because it's loy sase is not clear, which means basically that there's no Isser Ano. However, Mikili Akerem, if a person makes a bandage from Kilayim, like he would get Malkus. And why is that? Damar Chani, or Chani tells us, in regards to Kilayim, the Pasuk says, Pen Tekdash. And how do we understand this? Pen Tukad Eish, lest it be burned by fire. And that's a clear love. It tells us that Kilayim is Aser Bano. Therefore, if a person made a bandage from Kilei Akerem, that means he benefited, he's going to get Malkus. However, May Arla Tzricha, we have a question in regards to a bandage from Arla. Asei L'Rachkoi Ksiv, Lois Asei L'Oichloi Ksiv, or Lois Asei L'Rachkoi Les Ksiv. We have both an Asei and a Lois Asei by Arla. On one hand, it says you have to treat it as Arla, and on the other hand, it says you're not allowed to eat it. So the question is, do we say that the Lois Asei is telling us not to eat it, and that we can learn from Asei that you're not allowed to have Ana, but if so, that means that there's no Lois Asei for an Isra Ana, and you wouldn't be getting Malkus, or is it the other way around? Do we learn from the Asay that you're not allowed to eat it, and then we have a Lois Asay for Isra Ana, and then you would get Malkus? I wouldn't have an answer to this. The Gemara continues, Masisa Pligar Rabbi Yechonon, the following Brice is not like Rabbi Yechonon. What does the Brice say? Mimashra Shenemar, from the inference that it says, Sokal Yisokal Ashar, that this Shar has to be stoned, V'chi Ein Anu Yodim Shebesari Asar Bachila, don't I know that its meat is Asar to eat? Matam Lemri Lo Yechaz Besari. So why does the Pasuk continue by saying, you're not allowed to eat its flesh? Of course, if you're going to stone it, you're not allowed to eat its flesh. And the answer is, Lo Yodiacha to tell you, the same way that it's Asar Bachila, it's also Asar Ba'ana. And Rabbi Yochanan just told us before that if a person makes an Isplanis from a Shara Niskel, he doesn't get Malkus. But we have a very clear love telling that there is an Isra Ana, which means you should get Malkus. So Mahavala Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? Pasar Lai explains as follows, B'shekad Mabayim Shechtu, Mishenik Mardinoi, that's a proper Girsa, is where the Bailam shechted it after there was ready Gemar Din, and after the Bezdin ready Paskin, that it has to be stoned. If he shechts it then, that's where he's Ivro Lav. But previously he was talking about before Gemar Din, and that's a person not going to get Malkus if he makes a bandage out of the Shara Niskel. Now comes a question. Lama dalam rabbi is on top. Reb Zeir Abayi Kum Rabavo. Reb Zeir asked him for Rabavo. Hachat Amar Hachin, v'hachat Amar Hachin. Over here you say this, and over there you say that. We started out today saying the Rabavo told us on the previous daf that anytime the pasuk mentions an Isra Achila, there is an Isra Hana, and now Rabavo is saying the exact opposite. Anytime the pasuk mentions an Isra Achila, there's no Isra Hana. That's contradictory. So Amar Lehi answered him. Chadim Shmei Rabbi Lazar, Chadim Shmei Rabbi Yechonon. One's the name Rabbi Lazar, that's from yesterday, and one's the name Rabbi Yechonon, that's today. I don't hold both of these things. One thing I'm quoting from him, one thing I'm quoting from somebody else. And now we have slightly different version of what Rabbi Vo said b'shem Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbanan Tekei Sarin quote Rabbi Vo b'shem Rabbi Yechonon saying as follows: anytime it says these words, you don't say there's an Isra Ana like there's an Isra Achila. And how do we understand this? Binyan Av Shebekulon, a binyan Av from all them. Meaning the way we can understand this, the limud as follows: the pasuk tells us v'chol chatas asher yuv midam al oil mei l'chaver b'kodesh loy soichal. So the pasuk says clearly don't eat it, but eish tisarif, it should be burned in fire. And we learn from here that if it wouldn't have said it should be burned in fire, if we just had the word Lo Soichal, I wouldn't learn an Isra Ana. It's only because it says Bo'esh Tisarif, then I learned that there's an Isra Ana. And Tony Chizkiy Mishael Rabbi Yechonon, Chizkiy Tana Braisa as a Rai for Rabbi Yechonon, Mimash Rishinemar, from the implication of the Pasuk that says, Kol Chelev Shar V'chesev V'ez Lo Soichelu, any Chelev of a Shar Chesev V'ez should not be eaten. La'ezo Dover Nemar V'chelev Nevel V'chelev Trefa Yas El Chomalacha. So in regards to what did this other Pasuk tell us, the Chelev Nevel and Trefa is allowed to be used for anything, but Lo Yechatz come to teach you, Afil Melechas HaGavaya, that you're even allowed to use it for Gavaya, for Kachim. In other words, just the fact that Pasuk tells us Kol Chelev Shar V'chesev V'ez Loy Soichelu, that doesn't tell us it's Aser Ba'ana, and therefore the next Pasuk of Chelev Nevel V'chelev Trefa Yas El Chomalacha must be telling us that it's Mutar Ba'ana for something else, not regular people, because there's no Isra Ba'ana regular people according to this Mar Rabbi Yechonon. So must be it's telling us for Gavaya, for Hekdesh. Another Limud Mashu Shenemar, from the implication of the Pasuk, it says Rak Adam Loy Soichelu, don't eat blood. La'ezu Davar Nemar Al Arsesh B'chenu Kamayim. So why does the Pasuk say you're allowed to spill it on the ground like water? It's obviously not telling us it's Mutar Ba'ana because we already know it's Mutar Ba'ana. It must be the Balei Deachas coming to tell you, Ma'amai Machshirim Afadam Machshir. Just like water could be Machshir, as we know, if produce gets wet, it could be Machshir L'Kabal Toma. So too, blood is Machshir Sam L'Kabal Toma. Another Limud Machshir Shenemar Loy Soichel Kol Nevela. From the fact that it says, don't eat Nevela. La'ezu Davar Nemar L'Gerash Abishrechot Nen Vachala. Why does the pasuk have to say that you're allowed to give it to the Gerash Abishrecha? We already know it's Mutar Ba'ana. So why does the pasuk have to tell us give it to the Ger? It must be the Balei Deachas coming to tell you, She Ger Toishav Oichel Nevelas, that a Ger Toishav, this is a non-Jew, accepted upon himself not to serve by Dezara, that he's allowed to eat nevela. And another limud, Mashanemar, from the vacation of the pasuk, it says, Ubasar beside the trefa loisa chelu, that you're not allowed to eat trefa. Leisa darv nemar, like hevta shichanoisar. So why did the pasuk say that you're allowed to throw it to the dog? Of course you're allowed to. It's not asr ba'ana. The answer is, the pasuk is emphasizing that you're allowed to throw trefa to a dog, but you're not allowed to throw chulin shenish to bazar to a dog. That's asr ba'ana. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.